So the things to look out for in the exam, when you're looking at why the internal audit function isn't perhaps performing as well as it could be, things to look out for are such as the reporting system. Are you reporting to the finance director? Because if you are, like we said before, you know, there's an independence threat. And often the chief internal auditor might soften or limit the criticism to avoid confrontation with the finance director. So to ensure independence, try and get the internal audit team to report to an audit committee. Next thing to think about is the scope of work. You know, if you're thinking about whether the audit function's doing enough, really. So the scope of internal audit is decided by the finance director. If that's the case, then the finance director might try and influence the internal audit department regarding the areas that they can audit, possibly directing attention away from areas where the finance director, you know, doesn't want you looking into. So again, to ensure independence, the scope of the internal audit work should be decided by the chief audit internal auditor, not the finance director, maybe in assistance by, again, the audit committee. Audit work, the chief internal auditor may audit their own work, and this would also, of course, limit in the independence as you're auditing yourselves, and may not therefore identify mistakes because you're self-reviewing. So again, to ensure independence of your own work, it shouldn't be the chief internal auditor who establishes control systems in the company. Another member of the internal audit should carry out an audit of that system to provide some limited independence. Other things to think about are maybe how long the staff have been there. You know, if the internal audit team's been there for a long time, then they won't be as effective because they're so familiar with the system and might not be objective enough to identify errors. So again, to ensure independence, try and get the staff to rotate into different areas of internal work. And also the chief internal auditor should independently review the work that's been carried out. Talking to the chief independent auditor then, internal auditor, if he's appointed by an executive director or CEO, well, the CEO is responsible for running the company. So again, there might be bias in who he or she appoints as the chief internal auditor. So the CEO may appoint somebody who he knows won't criticise them too much. So again, to ensure independence, the chief internal auditor should be appointed by the audit committee, or at least the appointment agreed by the whole board and not just one person, such as the CEO. Standards that are used, because the standards of audit aren't uniform across the profession, so internal audit wise. So this could lead to inconsistencies in the way internal audit is performed, both from one company to another or even year on year. So it could lead to manipulation of internal audits and measurements. And finally, you know, what you might decide, if you have all these problems in the exam, you might want to consider outsourcing the internal audit function.